מתעמק במצווה. קודם כתוב רבותינו הפוסקים, כל רבני הספרדים נעשה את זה ברכה לבטלה. We don't listen to that. They, you know what they do? They wait till midnight. If it's still raining, they go in and they do it. But that's not. Our Rabbi told us it's ברכה לבטלה. If you do it, don't. You're patur. Go home, make kiddush, you know, and eat in the house. And eat bread in the house. No avera, because since you're patur, there's no avera. You make mitzvah of Yom Tov. You eat. But this is the difference of approach that there is.
Whenever you eat bread,
yeah,
and you don't eat it in the sukkah, it's considered avera?
Yes. If you eat bread and you are able to eat it in the sukkah, there's no rain and you are able, that's why we advise them, those who eat, they want to eat outside, because they can't, they don't have sukkah, we tell them, don't eat bread. At least, you don't have the mitzvah, you don't have the avera.
What does somebody do if they don't have a sukkah, and they can't find a place to go have bread in the sukkah? And it's Shabbat, they have to have bread. What do they do?
You tell them not to have bread.
Even Shabbat?
Yeah. What can we do? This is the what we tell a person not to make avera. Don't make mitzvah habba avera. Mitzvah to eat bread, but there is avera and not eating in a sukkah.
And that's for all the 7 days?
All the 7 days. I told many times, I said that. There are three things in sukkah. There is what we call chovah. There is what we call mitzvah. There is what we call reshut. Or avera. What is Chova? First night of Sukkot. You can't come and say, okay, I won't eat bread, I will eat outside. No, you must eat in the Sukkah bread. You must eat bread because of Yom Tov, and you cannot eat bread without Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Therefore, the first night is Hayav. You must. Of course, I'm talking when
no rain
and that. Good. Water. You come the next day, you come the 7 days, which is not the first night. You come, of course, in Chutzal is 2 nights, because Safek, you come the second, considered like first. If you come the rest of the days, you don't want to eat bread, don't. Nobody will force you. There's no chava. But if you eat bread and you eat the sukkah, you are doing a mitzvah. You are not hayab, but you do a mitzvah. And if you will eat bread outside of the sukkah, it's avera. And you don't want to eat bread, and you will eat outside, eat. No avera. But, Hachamim said, a person should make sure that he should not eat a meal, even though it's not bread, outside. Hachamim HaRishonim HaYu Mahmirim Al Atzman. And the Mishnah, it's written, Rabban Gamliel, he was selling something. They brought him water to drink. So, take it to the sukkah. He left the room. He went to the sukkah. He said, Chakoni of the road to drink his water. Of course. We're not Hasidim like Rabban Gamliel. But shows you the Naim, the one Mahmirim al Asma, to show their love to the mitzvah of sukkah. He wanted to show to their students how important it is when you eat there. You don't say in the Shabbos Sukkah only if you eat bread, but because you are not hayab. But there is a mitzvah in doing that. That means you were mahmirim. I saw in Yerushalayim many rabbis would not drink water unless they go to Sukkah. Hasidut. Rabbi Hida said, Humra gedola hizo. Too much. If Rabbi Hida said too much, who are we? Hasidna, I don't want to be better than Rabbi Hida. I wish I would be the little finger of his foot, the toe of his foot. Well, Rabbi Hida was one of the holiest men on earth. Yeah.
You said that if it's raining, you're not being. What about, like this year, it's very late. How cold does it have to be? I mean, cold doesn't.
Yes. If a person is sick and cold, he can. But if it's a person healthy, he can put water and coat and sit down and eat. This is not no problem. You know, there is a story in the Gemara. Antoninus was one of the Caesars of Rome. And he became very, very good man. He liked the Jews and he favored them. And he did a lot of good to the Jews. And also, in the hiding, he converted himself to become a Jew himself. Well, he was a Caesar, and Goyim didn't know. And he used to have a tunnel from his palace to Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh has. He used to go in the tunnel to Rabbeinu HaKadosh to learn Torah from him. And he knew so much Torah. This Antonino is unbelievable. But all this I'm bringing because you asked the question. What did you ask? That was clothing, I said. He came to Rabbi and said, pray for me, I'm troubling now. And give me a prayer. I said, may God save you from cold. So that's a prayer? Not a big deal about it. I'll put heavy coat, I'll put sweaters, I'll put that, and I want to get a cold. I said, you're right. I said, may God save you from heat. I said, that's a good blessing. I said, why? Because it's written be'en nistar mehammato. When God wants to bring heat to the world, and you go in that heat, you can never hide away from it. Whatever you do. En nistar mehammato. Came to Safot, asked, there is also a pasuk, lifnei karato mi amod. Who will be able to stand the call that God will send? See? He can, but he told him then, Antonio, this is a good prayer when he told him, save you from the heat. He said, the call, you know, but there is the same pasuk. There is pasuk on heat, there is pasuk on cold. He said, look at it, pay attention to the wording. Lifnei karato mi amod. Who will go to stand in the cold, show himself as a hero? I can stand the cold. He will not stand just like that without clothes to show himself. He will put something down. I will hide himself. That's it. But in the star Muhammad, you can never hide away from his heat. If you are, there is a heat comes to you, finish. That means, go on to talk, put another piece of cloth. This is what Antoninos told Rabbi. He was a student of Rabbi, and he loved Rabbi so much. And the story of Antoninos Rabbi, our Gemara said, Shene goyim bebetnech, it's written geyim. What is? Yaakov and Esav, well, two very great people will come from these two that are in your stomach, from Yaakov and Esav. He said, who are the two great people? They were Rabbi and Antoninos. Can you imagine? Antoninus was from the children of Esav. He converted, became. And they say, you know why Antoninus became, had the merit to become such a great person? Because once the mother of Rabbi nursed him, once, the mother of Rabbi, the wife of Rabbi Shimon, can you imagine Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? She nursed him once. Why she nursed him once? Because the Caesar gave an order not to circumcise the children, Jewish people. And the mother of Rabbi, what do you mean not to circumcise him? To circumcise him. And the Caesar was told that the mother of Rabbi circumcised her child. That means the head of the Jewish people. And he sent her to bring the child to him. And the mother came with the child coming there. She was crying. She didn't know what to do, the mother. Now the Caesar will take the child, will kill him. We'll see, he was circumcised. The mother of Antoninus, she was the wife of Caesar. She was friendly with the leaders of the Jewish people. So what's the matter? She tells him, what did you come here for? It was an order to bring my dad. She said, you want to kill my son now? She said, listen, I gave birth to a child. Let me change him with you. Give me your child and take my child. Take him in. He's not circumcised. So now she took Antoninus in her hand. And Rabbi was given in the hand of the other. Meantime, she had Antoninus in her hand. He cried. He was hungry. And she had to nurse him. And she nursed Antoninus once, the mother of Rabbi. They took him to the Caesar, he looked at him. This is not circumcised, this child. What? My people are cheating me? They tell me the leader of Jewish people circumcised his son? The bringing me his son, he's not circumcised. Kill them, those detectives. He gave an order to kill the detectives that he told him the rabbi of the leader of the Jewish people circumcised his son. And he killed him. And in the meantime, she came out, you know, and changed again the child. And imagine, once you know something, you know, she had Kedusha from the mother of Rabbi. Antoninus became like this. Shene Geyim Bevetnech. They said, two great people. Anyhow, we come to show you the difference if you take kosher food or unkosher food. You nurse from a mother that her milk came through the food that she ate, which is so good, and another one that Ochlim Shekatsim Umasim and Tum'ah, everything, all those insects that they eat. Shells or anything, well, I don't know what. Shema Israel, I don't know, we can't even look at them. I don't know how they have the feeling, even the appetite to eat. And this is, now, of course, when we are talking about Sukkot, I see the time is going. I'll touch the other point. There is in Sukkot, there is two mitzvot. One is living in the Sukkah. There's three mitzvot, really, mitzvot of the Torah. One is living in a sukkah, which we spoke a little about it. Another one is the arba'a minim. To take etrog, lulav, hadas, and arava. Very important. Of course, the importance, the simple meaning of the Torah telling us to take these four minim, to give thanks to God for all what He gave us for the benefit of mankind. All these things, trees are to our benefit. If they bear fruit, they don't bear fruit, they are good for us. Of course, the one that bears fruit, you know, we eat the fruit. Everybody knows the benefit. The one that doesn't bear fruit, wood is important for human being. Very important part for human being. Well, look at that. The house full of wood. Here it is. Maybe this room, almost everything good. Yeah. The walls, the table, the windows, the frame, you can see. Everything, the panels, the chal, all is wood. You get wood, everything. Wood, there's no question, the benefit that you get. But there's another thing. You get oxygen. You get a lot of good things from. They use also trees to dry the swamps. You use trees to block the storm of sands, time of sand, of storms. So many benefits they come. All kind of furnishes and everything. Okay. This is, we give thanks to God. There are some, they give food without anything else. Some they give good odor and so on. Some they don't give anything, as we said, only good for oxygen, for different things. That's what it is for minim. And the Torah says, "Lukahtem lachem bayom harishon." Bayom harishon. What is it, bayom harishon? Okay, simple, mean first day of Sukkot. But it is, "Lukahtem lachem b'chamesha asar, l'chodesh ha-shevi'i." Always they give us a date, what do you mean bayom harishon? No, there is something, this is the first day, you can't. All the days before are gone. This is the first day from now on. Rishon l'cheshbon avonot. All the avonot before are gone. Now will be start the first day to start counting your avonot. They didn't point us only the first day of Sukkot to count avonot. What kind of accounting is that? The first day of Sukkot is avonot. It's all mitzvot. We take arba'a minim, we sit in Sukkah. Well, why all of a sudden they tell us Hashbar Abanot? Our rabbis tell us a beautiful thing. When we make Teshuvah, if we make Teshuvah Mi'ir'ah, out of fear, the Torah said, you have Avon. We open your book, there is 240 Avonot. Avonot, the word Avon means things that you do intentionally. You know you did it wrong and you did it. You are going to do wrong. You know. You couldn't control your Yetzirara. You did it. There is something to eat, you ate, which you are not supposed to eat. Then he's a customer comes, you made a white lie. What should I do? I have to make business. It's a lot. You have to live for the sake of your children. You know, after all, you have to feed your children. And today you make a little white lie, and you go, you give that poor man. You help somebody, and that you come out of tzoke. The avon will go 50-50. You know. That person finds an excuse. You know. Then that's avon that he knows. Because I said, you did avon b'mezid. Okay. We'll change it. You made teshuva, we'll change it. You're supposed to get severe punishment on it because you did it intentionally. Make it light. Since you made teshuva. And I would say, you made a mistake. The person makes a mistake. He's out of negligence. They give him a light punishment. But if you make teshuva me'ahava, what teshuva me'ahava? Teshuva me'ahava, not only you're afraid, you feel so bad that you did it. And how could I do such a thing? To whom? Hell, our Heavenly Father. Look at his greatness. How could I go and break his order and so on? A person comes to know the greatness of Hashem and do it. So if you reach such a stage to know exactly the greatness of Hashem and do teshuva, you know, every avirah that you did is a mitzvah. We feel bad. We went with good avonot. Tashlich we made. Two of them. Why should we throw them? Bring them. Everyone is a mitzvah. They tell them yes. They bring them back. Rishon l'cheshbon amonot. Up to Sukkot, we don't want it. In Sukkot, when we show how much we love mitzvot, live in a sukkah, take a ba'aminim, give thanks to Hashem, and say, come on, bring the amonot back. Let's take every amonot is a mitzvah. Therefore, Rishon l'cheshbon amonot. This is how our rabbis went to tell us, when you do the mitzvah with joy, that's why the Torah says the third mitzvah in Sukkot, v'samachta v'chagecha. Make sure that you do things that bring you joy and happiness in the holiday of Sukkot. Come say, the first thing that you do, joy and happiness, be happy with the mitzvah that you are doing. When you are going to be happy with the mitzvah, it shows that your teshuvah comes me'ahava. Therefore, the avonot would be zechiyot. And you say, the Kama said, the Torah says, Samachta b'chagecha ata, ubetecha, avdecha, v'amatecha, v'adevi. Wait a minute. He said, you want to be happy? Only you? What, you want your wife to be a maid servant over there in the kitchen, sit down and you take the ara and eat the shish kebab and eat the kibbeh. Hazata, the poor girl, the poor wife, will work there in the kitchen and slave you. Samatam hakecha, ata u betecha. Who is betecha? Your wife. Ata v'ishtecha. You know, the one of the house. Is she? The woman makes sure that she is happy. How can? She's not so happy. She works hard in the kitchen. I'm waiting when the holiday will be over. The woman said, I'm tired of it. I will work so hard in the kitchen. I said, make her happy, huh? That she would be anxious to see when the holiday comes, huh? She's not so anxious. Huh? She would be anxious if you gift her jewelry with dresses. Say, honey, go buy your new dress. My wife gives me money to buy a new dress. Every time I bother him, give me money, I need money for a new dress. Won't you stop shopping every day? Women are created for shopping. When it comes to Sukkot, he tells her, please honey, don't you want money for Sukkot? Take it. She feels very happy about it. Of course, the main thing, that's what she wants, a new dress. All of a sudden, gift of jewelry comes, you know. Did you see this, what my husband got? Look at that. Look at the necklace he got. Look at the pearls over here. You know. That's Ishto mechabeda. That's Gemara said. Bebgadim na'im. tachshitim. They said, no, bring her some gift that she feels happy with it. And children, nuts, chocolate, candy, oh, children, give them the money, they will never be happy as much as you give them a piece of candy or a little nut. And this is, make them happy, the children. That's one. But comes the Rambam and said, that's the main simcha. Many people say, sure, I want to make my wife happy, my children happy. But he forgets the others. The Levi, the Ager, and those. The needy ones, he forgets them. Comes the Rambam and said, En simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ella mi shemesameach aniyim, yetomim, ve'almanot. Shezo ya'ikar ha-simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't take v'samachta atah v'techa and leave that v'alevi v'ager v'ayatom v'almana and leave them out. These are the most important. Rambam goes, the most beautiful warning he gives to it. And he said how important it is to look after the needy. And Shreem said, that's why they said mitzvah leharbot v'tzedakah erev Sukkot. Why mitzvah leharbot v'tzedakah? The Torah said v'samachta atah v'alevi. V'samachta v'simachta. Not only v'samachta, the Gemara said atah v'samachta v'simachta. Make others who are not enjoying their life, make them happy. This is the simcha l'sameach. Your simcha should be that you're a sameach harim. And that's how to talk to Harbot v'tzedakah b'arav Sukkot v'bimei HaSukkot, that they increase to make more in order to bring joy and happiness to others. These are three mitzvot of the Torah. That's why there is pasuk on Shemini Atzeret, it's written, v'hayita ach sameach. The Gemara said, what's v'ayita ach sameach? Lerabot lele yom tov ha'acharon of Shemini Atzeret, that you have to be simcha lerabot. They tell us always when there is ach, comes to make less. But he comes and said to add. How could he? He said, no, you add and you make less. In Sukkot, there is three mitzvot. What are the three mitzvot? To live in a sukkah. To take the love to Agadas Arava. And to have simcha. Enjoy. What comes Shemini Atzeret? The two are gone. What are the two? Live in sukkah, there isn't. Comes Lulav, there isn't. But what do you have? Simcha. They were both simcha, but ach simcha, only this. But the other two are not there. Well, this is how our rabbis learned everything. It's, that means the idea is to enjoy ourselves with the mitzvot. When a person has a mitzvot, he must do it with joy and happiness. So this God will bring us always joy and happiness throughout the year. When a person is enjoying himself at the time of the mitzvot, with the mitzvah of the holiday, will bring us joy and happiness every day of the year, and Be'ezrat Hashem will be fulfilled, as they say, Rahman is Zakenu Lishev V'Sukkat Oro Shel Leviatan. I didn't go to all the laws of Sukkot. I covered a little bit some of the laws and some of the ideas in order to understand what's the idea of Sukkot. That's why I didn't go to read in Harambam itself, because there is no end. Halachot Sukkot are one of the most complicated halachot. Just like there is halachot Shabbat, halachot Pesach, halachot Sukkot. In Sukkot there is many laws about the Sukkah. Many laws about the Lula. Many laws about the Etrog. Many laws about Hadas. Many laws about Arava. No year was like this year. Every year, sometimes the Etrog is very difficult to get the right Etrog. You have Etrog, there is no Hadas. There is no Meshulashim. This year we got the best Etrogim. We got the best Hadassim. But the trouble came with things that we never thought would be troubles. No Lulavim this year. Makkat Medina. The Medina gave us this Makkah. United States of America. Came all the Lulavim, they sent to an airport. They did not let us have them. They didn't let us have Lulavim. Because the government have right to. They told them, all the merchants, don't bring this Lulavim anymore. From here, from there, from there. Agricultural laws, they don't let them in. Don't bring them. They brought them. They had fights for the last 3 years, every year. Brought them to the airport. The government would not let them in. They let them. This year they insisted they would not. They were fighting the whole week. All the living there, Baruch Hashem. This afternoon at 5 o'clock, they released They made some kind of spraying to them for the bugs and all. But we didn't get the best. Mm. What we got was Hashem Kasherim, Seguin. No tick, no that. But we got. Maybe tomorrow will be release more.
Well, where did they come from?
No, I got. They came from Tunisia. They don't want it from there. From Arizona, they let you.
Arizona?
There's in Arizona, yeah. Arizona, there's a lot of them. They come from Israel, they come from Yericho. Beautiful. The Lulavim of Israel also. But this, they didn't let come from outside. But they came. Now, the seam, there is nothing like that. The seam of Tzifat. Came so many from Tzifat. Beautiful leaves, Meshulashim, large like this, gorgeous. That the seam, they take $3 for each now, the good one. For each one. And for three other seams, you put $9 to get them. It's unbelievable, but good. So I was happy to pay, just take. I bought 11 sets, I bought and I put for each one $0.09, $9 for 11. Figure it then. We paid over $100 for the seam.
How much arabot do you need?
Arabot, we get them from the tree here.
But how many do you need on a lulav?
Two arabot.
Two?
On each lulav.
Three
other
seams.
Okay. Yeah. And one at all?
And one of them.
Yeah. Of course, there is a word there around it. Kahtem lechem Hashem peri, one. Then kapot temarim. That's also one, because kapot, it's written kaf petab, it's one. But what do you say, kapot, kafut? It should be closed, because the lulav at the beginning is closed, and later opens. Don't take it when it's open, it should be closed. That's why, you look at it, it's closed, open. A little bit, you know, the lulav, each one, it comes from two. It's closed on one side, open on one side. Should be closed all the way, to the how much we examine. You think it's closed, you look at it, it's closed. No,
it opens up later?
It's open.
When it's fully grown?
Oh, sure, everything, it opens and it goes. You can see the palm tree, how open it is. When I was in South Africa, I didn't have a lulav. I went to the field, I cut it myself. I cut my hand also with it, because all around it, you know, thorns and I cut. I cut one when I was thinking, I came home, lulav, beautiful. But the arabah was very hard to get there. Because the arabah, there is all kind of things, looks like arabah, psulim. It was very difficult to get arabah in South Africa. But lulav there was. Etrog, we got from outside. Etrog. Then kahtem lechem peri, kapotun, anaf, etz, avot. Should be thick. Anaf etz avot, they say, from three, was three of them. The arbena hal arbe plua, me'ut rabim shnayim, two. They learned from the psukim, that you know. Anyhow, these are the things, one of the ramazim of the Arba Aminim. Of course, in the prayer we say that if you look at the lulav, looks like the spine. If you look at the throat, like the heart. If you look at the leaves of the hadas, like the eyes. If you look at the arabot, like the lips, which means watch yourself with these things. Watch your eyes, watch your lips, be careful with your heart, desires, and the spine, which all depends on it. The walking, the thinking, the spine is very important. That means see to it to do only good things with these most important parts of the body, not to do the wrong things with them. That means to hear and to see only good things and not to do what to say or what to eat. That's the lips. This is why we say, if you look in the prayers of Shana Rabbah, there's so much prayer. It says, Belulav adomela shadra, Beitrog adomela lev, Behadas adomela ainaim. Everything in the prayers. If you pay attention to it, of course they say, this is one of the things why the Torah told us to take these things and not others. But there is more reasons. But this is one of the reasons, and we say it in the prayer, and we don't realize when we pray because we come from dizzy, not sleeping the whole night. We don't know what we are saying. But if a person will pay attention, it's very difficult not to sleep the whole night, because you can't pray before 6 o'clock. It's very late, Alot HaShachar, the dawn is very late. You don't know what to do. You finish reading already 4 o'clock. What do you do from 4 to 6? Sit down. Then many people, they go to sleep. Hoshana Rabbah.
Thursday night this year?
First day is Saturday. Thursday night. Shabbat is Friday. Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem. This cool Shanim Rabbah Na'amot Rabbah will be Gemar Tov, as they say. And Yiddish is a good tzaitom, a good ticket you'll get, not the ticket of the summon that I give you, but it'll be a good ticket. You know what I mean, good ticket? When a person comes, he wins, there is a winning of, your ticket won. Wow. That means it's a good tzaitom, a good tzaitom. Hoshana Rabbah, there is the final, the ticket comes, a good ticket to everyone. And this is what is Hoshana Rabbah, we read the whole night because of that. That this is the final, this is the hot of Kippur, prayer of Kippur, and the night of Hoshana Rabbah. She says, other communities, they do it, but our community, the prayer of the night of Hoshana Rabbah, prayer like Kippur. Among Ashkenazim, some of them, they say, Nishmat Kol Chayim on Hoshana Rabbah. We don't. The same is one of the land, the same of Natsah, the one of the Shemaim Supreme Kudem, is Morim of Yom Tov. They say both. That means Chol HaMoed, it is Chol HaMoed, and it is also a very important day. That they make it like Yom Tov too. They say Nishmat. We don't say. Well, our custom there is, in some of the Sfarim, after the prayer, when they finish, they go, they stand next to the Echad, and they say Nishmat Kol Chai. And they accept upon themselves, they say, Be'ezrat Hashem, for Hashem will make me live. I will live till next year. This time, I'll say Nishmat again. He makes like B'ni Neda, promise. And they go, they stand next to the Echad, they say Nishmat Kol Chai. We turn Melech. Tell Baruch Ata Hashem with Abba, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Gadol, with Abba, Tzvachal. They don't say, the Ma'olam Ad Olam Atayim, they stop there. But they say Nishmat. Bishop Hayim used to say, and he advises people to do that. From him they came. ونسخنا يصلح لنا ومشيح سكان ورب عمين وعمين بحن يمن أخشى ومن رتاق قدس وخوز قدس إسرائيل في خاخ بلا متوضوش نيمان ومحرس وعسخويا بيأدير